This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
More COVID relief on the way. Joining us with an update from our nation's capital, Chris Galen, Senior VP of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, Congress approving a nice Christmas package for agriculture. What's the latest during this holiday week?
Well, as we're talking on Wednesday, President Trump has said that he may actually veto the relief legislation because it did not contain, in his view, enough money for Americans. But setting aside whether that happens or not, what we know is that the package has, for agriculture, about $13 billion in farm-directed assistance and about another $13 billion for nutrition assistance. There's a lot of good things in here for dairy specifically. There's going to be more direct payments. There's about $3 billion in payments that will go to livestock producers, and that includes dairy. So we don't know all the details about how much of that will go to dairy farmers or in exactly what form, but in all likelihood, it will resemble what happened with the first two rounds of the coronavirus food assistance program. Now, the other thing that we've seen here is that the government has really helped out the dairy sector this year by entering the marketplace and buying up products. A lot of that ended up in the Farmers to Families Food Box program. So there's money, about $1.5 billion for new food purchases. That's for a variety of foods, not just dairy, but we certainly expect that dairy foods will be part of that $1.5 billion. And again, we don't know if they'll call this another round of the Farmers to Families Food Box program or if in 2021 they'll come up with a new name, but that will enter the marketplace at some point and have the USDA engaged once again in buying new foods. And then the third thing, and this is actually new compared to what we've seen so far in 2020, there's $400 million for a dairy food donation program. And under that, dairy processors, including cooperatives, can partner with nonprofits to distribute food to low-income individuals. And then the processors will be reimbursed for the cost of buying the milk and making it into foods that are donated to low-income Americans. So that is actually separate and above anything else that's done with the $1.5 billion I mentioned earlier. So all these things are designed to help stimulate the marketplace. And again, as we're talking Wednesday, Bill, the run-up in the futures markets and cash prices that we saw on Tuesday this week is a reflection of the expectations, at least, of what this is going to mean for dairy as we begin 2021.
You mentioned at the beginning, not sure whether President Trump will approve this or not.
Well, we certainly know that President Trump has made unpredictability a hallmark of his previous 4 years, and he's ending his term along those same lines. If he does choose to veto this legislation, then Congress can either come up with a two-thirds majority in the House and the Senate to override that veto, or it's conceivable, Bill, that they could go back, add some additional direct payments to consumers, to citizens, and then that would apparently satisfy his biggest problem with this legislation, that it was not generous enough for Americans who are slated to get $600 a person for low to middle income people, $1,200 per family, and the president wanted that raised even higher. So we'll see if he actually follows through with his veto threat. There's one other thing, though, that I wanted to bring up here that will benefit dairy besides just the farm programs, and that is the Paycheck Protection Program. That's something that we have worked to develop and support over the years, and there's going to be close to $300 billion in additional funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and also the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. Those have both benefited farms as well as farm businesses like co-ops, and so there's more money now in the till for that program, and that will be another form of economic assistance for dairy producers and dairy businesses as we look into 2021. So we would certainly expect that there's going to be another bite at the apple in 2021 when we have a new Congress and a new president. So we're already getting ourselves prepared to work with the new administration, and we'll have new members in both the House and the Senate when they come back to this issue to come up with yet another form of stimulus in 2021. Lastly, Bill, I wanted to wish you and your listeners a very Merry Christmas as we're recording this. Things could have been a lot worse at the end of this year if we had not worked from a policy standpoint to improve things for dairy farmers and their cooperatives. So hopefully we can focus on the things that did go right this year, and we'll look forward to a brighter 2021.
Thank you, Chris, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. Chris Galen is Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation. More details at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.